A Jesuit priest walks into his superior's office in 1647 Spain. He's about to be reprimanded, again, for writing observations too worldly, too shrewd, too uncomfortably honest about human nature. Yet this same priest's pocket-sized book of 300 aphorisms would later captivate Schopenhauer, who translated it lovingly and called it a companion for life, and Nietzsche, who recognized a kindred philosophical spirit. Today, tech titans and cultural leaders quietly keep dog-eared copies on their nightstands, drawing from insights that feel simultaneously ancient and startlingly modern. What makes Baltasar Gracian's The Art of Worldly Wisdom so enduringly powerful? It offers something rare, practical wisdom that refuses to separate virtue from strategy, goodness from effectiveness. His maxims navigate the delicate territory between idealism and pragmatism, recognizing that success in the world requires understanding both its visible mechanics and hidden currents.
Things pass for what they seem, not what they are. Most judge by appearances rather than investigating beneath the surface. A brilliant idea poorly presented gets dismissed, while a mediocre concept delivered confidently gains traction. This isn't an invitation to deception. It's recognition that presentation matters profoundly. A fine exterior is the best recommendation of inner perfection, Gracian observes. In today's social media landscape, where LinkedIn profiles shape opportunities, this insight feels prophetic. Yet Gracian warns against becoming all facade. Some people are all entrance, palace entrances with cottage interiors. True mastery requires depths that exceed your surface. Before navigating the world effectively, understand your own terrain. Know your best quality, Gracian counsels, making self-knowledge foundational to success. This requires ruthless honesty. You are as much a real person as you are deep. Superficial self-understanding produces superficial results. True self-knowledge means recognizing your major defect, the central flaw that, uncorrected, will undermine all other qualities. Gracian advises identifying your outstanding gift and cultivating it doubly. The tragedy lies in forcing intelligence in wrong directions, achieving superiority in nothing. The wise transform weaknesses into strengths. Caesar covered his baldness with laurels.
While self-knowledge forms the foundation, success requires understanding others with equal precision. Find each person's handle, his weak point, Gracian advises. Everyone has particular motivations: respect, profit, pleasure, recognition, security. The skillful person identifies these drivers and uses them ethically. This isn't manipulation, but recognition that effective persuasion requires understanding what matters to others. A proposal to a status-conscious colleague might emphasize visibility and prestige, while the same idea presented to someone family-focused would highlight stability and long-term benefits. Gracian warns about misreading others. Act on the intentions of others, their ulterior and superior motives. People rarely reveal true objectives directly. In negotiations, a party might adamantly demand a specific price when their real concern is payment terms or delivery schedule. This distinction helps identify authentic allies versus fair-weather friends, those who stand by you in difficult times versus those appearing only when convenient. Gracian advises, keep matters in suspense. By withholding immediate self-declaration, you maintain others' interest and respect while preserving strategic advantage.
Not to be swayed by passions, the highest spiritual quality of all, Gracian declares. This isn't stoic detachment, but strategic control. Emotions aren't problematic. Being governed by them creates vulnerability. The emotionally reactive person becomes predictable and manipulable, like a chess player revealing strategy through impulsive moves. Don't act when moved by passion, he warns. You will get everything wrong. You cannot act for yourself if you are beside yourself, and passion always sends reason into exile. Career-damaging emails sent in anger and relationships ruined by heated words prove his point. Self-control extends beyond avoiding negative emotions to managing positive ones. Excessive enthusiasm blinds judgment as effectively as anger. The wise person maintains perspective even in triumph, knowing fortune's wheel continues turning. A weak spirit harms more than a weak body, he notes. The goal isn't emotional absence, but emotional wisdom, knowing when to express and when to contain, when to act and when to observe. Leaders who remain calm during crises and negotiators who maintain composure when provoked exemplify this principle, refusing to reveal their position through reactive behavior. Reserve is the seal of talent, Gratian declares, recognizing information as currency. The strategic person understands when to reveal and when to conceal. Abreast without reserve is an open letter, he warns. Excessive transparency creates vulnerability, yet complete opacity prevents connection. The art lies in judicious sharing, knowing what to reveal to whom and when. Never reveal the final stratagems of your art, Gratian advises. By maintaining mystery about methods while showcasing results, you preserve advantage. Express yourself clearly, he adds, not only easily, but lucidly. Clear communication demonstrates respect and ensures your message lands, but clarity doesn't mean revealing everything. Most importantly, Gratian emphasizes discretion. If you trust your honor to someone else, keep his in pledge. Maintaining confidences builds reputation and trust, creating the foundation for deeper relationships. The person known for discretion becomes trusted with increasingly valuable information, while the gossip finds themselves excluded from meaningful conversations. Know how to use your enemies, Gratian advises, embodying his philosophy that every circumstance contains potential advantage. Rather than merely enduring difficulties, transform them into opportunities. Malevolence often levels mountains of difficulty that favor made fearful, he observes. Many owe greatness to enemies who force them to develop unexpected strengths. Go straight to the good in everything, Gratian recommends. When facing setbacks, seek hidden benefits rather than dwelling on misfortune. Criticism, though painful, often provides more valuable feedback than praise. Competition and rivalry become fuel for growth. One grows cautious living near malevolent rivals, forcing improvement that comfort never prompts. Business competitors drive innovation. Athletic rivals push each other to new heights. Challenges sharpen abilities that ease would dull. Gratian balances boldness with wisdom. Avoid committing yourself to risky enterprises, distinguishing necessary courage from foolish recklessness. The key lies not in avoiding all difficulty, but in choosing which battles merit engagement and transforming unavoidable challenges into opportunities for demonstrating capability and building resilience. In a word, be a saint. That says everything, Gratian concludes, revealing that all strategic advice serves a higher purpose. Virtue represents both moral excellence and practical wisdom, a chain of all perfections, the center of all happiness, that makes you prudent, discreet, shrewd, sensible, wise, brave, cautious, honest, happy, praiseworthy, true, a universal hero. Integrity builds trust and reduces friction. Temperance preserves judgment. Courage enables action, while prudence directs it. Gratian's ultimate insight, virtue itself represents the highest form of practical wisdom. While fortune, reputation, and intelligence depend partly on circumstances beyond control, virtue remains accessible regardless of external conditions. Genuine virtue attracts loyal allies, builds lasting relationships, and creates reputation that cunning alone cannot unlock. In our complex modern world, these timeless insights offer strategies for success and a path to living with wisdom and integrity, truths about human nature that transcend time and circumstance.